I'm really excited that you're here. I wanted to provide just a really quick video on kind of where this came from, and then what the mindset behind this is, the thoughts behind this. It actually comes from a book, and I think the book is right there, okay? It's a book by Robert Kiyosaki called Why A Students Work for C Students and B Students Work for the Government. That's where the idea came from this. The premise of the book is that students that are really, really, really good in school, people who are excellent in school, someone like my daughter is somebody, and my wife, somebody who really sees value in themselves from what they do in school. So they excel in school, and in the future they end up getting really high quality jobs, high paying jobs with top firms and corporations, and making a lot of money, and they will always work as employees. And they are the golden handcuff people, and they always will see their value from what they, how great they are at their job, okay? How much I guess the report cards that they get from their job, in a sense. So if their reviews come back good, they know they're doing good. If they don't come back, they're a failure. Okay? That's basically all they think. B students tend to not be as good as A students. So they go, well, what am I going to do? I guess I can't rely on how good I am to get everything, so I'll get a safe job. So B students tend to get safe jobs. They tend to work for the government. They tend to work those type of jobs where there's a lot of security in them because they don't want to rely on themselves. They lack confidence. Then there's the group of C students, and I would actually include D students and F students in there, okay? Maybe not F students, but kind of C, D students. I was a D student, very close to F. For people that are C and D students, we realize, wait a second, if I gotta rely on my grades, I'm not gonna do very much in life. This is not the way I'm gonna move forward. So what we learn to adapt and learn and grow in is business. We go, wait a second, maybe I can add value in different ways and make money in other ways. So C and D students tend to be very entrepreneurial. This is not everybody, okay? This is a wide, wide sweep, generalization, sweep of the brush. So the problem with that is that A students and B students will always be employees. C and D students tend to think outside the box, unless they don't, unless they work dead-end jobs, okay? For me, when I read this book, I thought about this and went, wait a second, this is true of me. I don't tend to rely on myself. I tend to go, how can I add value? How can I make money in other ways? And I started looking at school and what I learned in school. And again, I've got other education, but what I realized was school didn't prepare me for life. School didn't prepare me for business. School didn't prepare me for a lot of things that matter in life, like relationships, communication, influencing others, motivating myself, how to work on an exercise routine or parent or I don't know, 100 different things that I need every day in my own life that I didn't learn in school. And so I started with a book concept. The concept was kind of the things you need in everyday life that you didn't learn in school. Because we learned some skills in school. I'm not saying school is useless. It's not. There are so many valuable things in school. And I appreciate education. Having said that, there's so much that doesn't prepare you. Even if you go to advanced degree courses, if you take business in school, you don't actually learn about how to build a business. You learn how to manage a business. Completely different. So if you go to get your medical degree, if you go to, I got a psych degree, a psychology degree, and I didn't learn anything about running a business or taking clients' credit cards or anything that actually I have to do every day, okay? I learned a very, very limited amount about how to communicate with a client and bring them to a certain place. And even there, I needed to learn from real world experience. Real world experience is where it's at. So part of this course is going to be on personal growth. And a lot of people have asked me, like, why is the personal growth stuff there? I really want to learn about business. The fact is that when you get your life in order in your personal life, you also get your life in order in your business life. When you get your life in order in your business, when you get your business life in order, you also get your personal life in order. And that's the way it works. So these things all work really well together. I really want you to commit to an open mind that says, I'm willing to try this out. I'm willing to try different things and figure this out and try something new just to see what's working. Commit to yourself, okay? Here's the last thing I want to do. And I actually wrote a note about this. I wanted to remember this for you. Don't should all over yourself. As somebody that I really like said this to me once, Mark, don't should all over yourself. And I realized, wait a second, when I get into certain things, when I want to learn or grow it or try something new, I go, oh, I should be doing this and I should be doing this. And that has no purpose. Shoulding all over yourself doesn't help you gain momentum. It doesn't help you grow. It simply makes you feel bad. So listen, take responsibility for your own learning here. Take responsibility for what you're going to learn and grow in. Definitely make commitments. definitely take responsibility. You don't have to shit all over yourself. Shitting all over yourself is really smells bad. So don't live in that place, okay? Don't worry about if you don't get everything done that you want to do, if you don't complete all the actions, whatever you do, that's fine. If you don't make all the videos in the allotted time or whatever it is, don't worry about that stuff. What I want you to focus on is, what's the next step? How do I take the next step? If I've got no momentum now, what is one thing that starts to create momentum in my life? Because when you start creating momentum, you start growing. When you start growing, there might be no stopping you. That's a little bit scary, isn't it? And that's okay. It's okay to be excited right now and scared right now. You're on an excellent journey. Enjoy it.